Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
What is all that shit?
Covers on UCA Radio.
There's quite a lot of other people that I wish were dead, which is why right now we're going to do the top 10 celebrities I'd rather see dead than Michael Jackson. Straight at number 10, it's John Barrowman. Where did this guy come from? What's he doing on my TV? Is he American? Is he Scottish? What? Who is he? I think it's time we got rid of him. Bye-bye.
Number 9.
In at number 9, down 2, up 3, it's Richard Hammond. He's having a bit of the Barrowman effect by appearing on every television show on the planet. If we could sort of get rid of him, the way he talks with these unnecessary pauses, it really annoys me. I think it's time he had another car crash. That was a total wipeout.
Neil Crothers on UCA Radio.
So, Willie, have you got a... You said you were going to read something for us.
I don't know if now's the time. We're so... Oh, mind you, we're 20 minutes in. When do you want me to read it?
I want you to read it now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Is this going to be something serious?
Yeah, well, it's not really serious. It's just a nice...
See, when you said this to me yesterday, I thought you were joking, going to do a joke for you. Are you going to bring the whole vibe down here?
Look, my dad, he just does rude limericks, okay? I'd like to think I was a little bit more...
This was a man from France, I can't...
This was a man... Where's the other one? I don't know where the other guy's from. It's just some poetry.
Is it going to be really interesting? And can I play like sound effects for it? Or
if you want, you can ruin it with sound effects.
Wait, I'll give you a good introduction, okay?
It's about a page and a tenth long.
Why are you doing this? Why are you...
You're going to do... Well, it's quite depressing for those out there that like a bit of...
I'm just trying to bring a bit of light to the show and you...
Right, okay,
I'll give you an introduction. Wait.
Clear my voice here.
Live on UC Radio, in Poetry Corner, reciting a poem, it's Mr. William George Downey!
That's correct. William... King George Downey, is it? Right, this is a poem by a man I've been studying for my dissertation called Mr. Allen Ginsberg. Now, he was an American beat poet who died a while back, I believe. I think he died, at least. I hope he's not alive. He was...
Watch out, train!
He was born so long ago. Anyway, this is one of his quite famous ones. It comes straight after in the... Okay, anyway, don't want to know about that, but the bibliography stuff here. Okay, it's a supermarket in California. This is called A Supermarket in California. What thoughts I have of you tonight, Walt Whitman, for I walk down the side streets under the trees with a headache, self-conscious looking at the film... In my hungry fatigue and shopping for images, I went into the neon fruit supermarket. There's the cars outside. Dreaming of your enumerations. What America did you have when Sharon quit polishing his ferry? Polishing. That'd be a task. Polishing the ferry. Old Cal Mack out with a... Yeah, anyway. And you got on a smoking bank and stood watching the boat disappear and the black waters of Lethe. And apparently that was written in Berkeley in 1955. So that was...
Is that it?
Allen Ginsberg, A Supermarket in California. Thank you very much.
Well done.
With comical interludes.
That was... Right.
That was awful. Oh, but I hope some people got a kick out of that. I certainly didn't. Well, no, I'm joking. It was good. It was fun.
Right, 627 if you want to phone in and just slag off Willie for that poem.
Took about 20 minutes. Oh,
what's the phone number? The sign's gone.
I don't know.
Oh. 01292-886-433. You could phone in. Just rip us to shreds, really, for that brilliant piece of radio.
That's like that segment that they did on... I'm not allowed to say the station, but it's a very, very popular station. And they did a segment once, and it was
radio.
yeah, that's the one with that dude.
What?
Christopher Scoyles. Anyway, they did that, and it was, and one of the guys did something that was so bad, and they never brought it back. It was really funny. So there you go. What? You can't do it. UCA Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Right. Anyway.
On UCA Radio.
We'll probably play some Bat for Lashes as well, since we're
encourage us to go to
maybe
the...
going to see them.
Should we tell a story about when to get tickets? The wee woman, she was all, "No, they've been returned, mate. Just buy them on the door."
So we've got no tickets, and we're still going to try.
We're going to try and go. She'll be at the door herself. We, Natasha, can't she be like, "You're not getting in. Why didn't you buy tickets like a month ago?"
We could pretend we're here right now. Wait, hold up.
You're not allowed in, mate.
So I'm here at the concert, Bat for Lashes.
It's buzzing, mate.
It's absolutely buzzing.
I'm so excited.
We could go to Willie, he's live in a bar right now. Willie, how's it going?
Hi.
Willie, how's it going?
Sorry, I was just finishing a wee tasty vodka coke there. It's great, it's buzzing, the atmosphere's great. I think the band are going to be brilliant. I just can't wait till they take to stage and it's going to blow my mind. It's the first time I've ever seen them and I'm pumped, man, I'm pumped. I've got my friend Roger here, he's all big into them, you know, and I beat it, mate.
Hello.
Right, anyway, back to you, Neil, back to you. It's going to be great, it's going to be great.
Thanks, Willie. Right, I'm back here at this concert. I think we'll go back to the radio studio. I think we've got Mike in the radio studio. He's going to play us our next song. Mike, could you hit it up, please? What are you playing, Mike?
I'm going to play, this is a bat for, are we going to play that one? I don't know what we're going to play.
It's Neil Crothers on UCA Radio 87.7 FM.
I think what I'm going to do now is I think I'm going to phone somebody and try and scare them a bit. So I kind of need to, wait, let's give it some. Since it's the Halloween special and all, you know. So I think I need to find somebody that's not listening to the show. That'll be hard to find. So I'm just going to phone them up, and I don't know, I could just sort of laugh, evil laugh down the phone to them, see what they do. I think it's a plan. Just dial the number, enjoy the Goosebumps theme music. I don't know if this is what. What?
It has not been possible to connect your call. Please try again later.
I forget to say. What? That's rubbish, right? Let's try this again.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, why are you recording it?
Anyway, do I turn your radio down? You're live on the radio right now, Amy.
I know, there's a bit of a delay.
Delay. How are you? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
It's good? Yeah.
It was a bit weird, you know, because I could hear it already on the phone and then it wasn't on the radio.
How strange. Are you freaked out? It's even more freaky for Halloween.
I know, I can hear your voice and my voice twice.
I'm just all over the place. I'm in your flat right now.
I don't think so, Neil.
I don't think so.
Hey, get some better music.
What? Sorry? What's wrong with the music I've played so far?
First time listener here. Get some better music.
Amy, I've done this since February. My sister, this is the first time you've ever listened. Thanks a lot.
That's how you've
got the
listeners.
That's fabulous. Alright. What would you like to listen to?
Well, I don't know. Something better, you know, that I've actually heard of. How old was that sleeper band?
That was the early 90s, okay, right.
Exactly.
Do you like Florence and the Machine, don't you?
Yes.
They're up next, you'll be glad for that, won't you?
Oh, great.
Great, fantastic. And what you do there, you just sit around the flat?
Yes, I just had my dinner.
What did you have?
Some pizza.
Fantastic, that's brilliant, that's really interesting. Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah, okay.
It sure is, Neil.
I'm going to go now because I'm currently broadcasting to the nation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
St. Andrew's Day! Hey! So most radio stations are probably finishing with things like The Proclaimers, Run Rig, Something Good Scottish, some good Scottish song, but today, here on UC Radio on the Neil Carruthers Show, we're finishing with this.
Oh, you can't shove your granny off a bus.
Push, push.
Oh, you can't shove your granny off a bus.
Push, push.
Shove your granny,
I'm not.
Cause she's your mommy's mommy.
I see.
You can't shove your granny off a bus.
Push, push.
Neil Carruthers on UCA Radio.